Hi, this is Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's edition of Just the Tip. This is a short form podcast where we share erotic inspiration with you. Each week we'll share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite books about sex and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we'll offer you a tip or challenge for you to explore in your life. I'm going to talk about something today that's sort of surprising and kind of funny in a way, but I think there's something useful to be gained from it too. This is an excerpt from the book The Compass of Pleasure, How Our Brains Make Fatty Foods, Orgasm, Exercise, Marijuana, Generosity, Vodka, Learning and Gambling Feel So Good by David J. Linden. So this piece is about the naturalness of masturbation. Let's get started. Masturbation is a frequent practice among a number of mammalian species, including horses, monkeys, dolphins, dogs, goats, and elephants. Both females and males indulge in this pleasure, and, like humans, they have been quite inventive in its pursuit. Males of a number of species, including dogs, goats, monkeys, and guinea pigs, engage in autofellatio, sometimes to the point of ejaculation. There are also a few notable reports of autocunnilingus among primates. A female chimpanzee in captivation has been observed to direct a stream of water from a garden hose at her clitoris. Female orangutans have even employed crude dildos fashioned from tree bark and sticks. In one case, a female porcupine was seen to straddle a stick and then stroll around, causing the stick to vibrate against her genital area. But perhaps the most creative form of animal masturbation is that of the male bottlenose dolphin, which has been observed to wrap a live, wriggling eel around its penis. End quote. Now, I'm not suggesting interspecies sexual encounters, and I'm not sure why the author counts the dolphin-eel encounter as masturbation and not sex, but you get the idea. You have to applaud the creativity of the orangutans and the porcupine making their own tools for pleasure. That puts sex toys in a whole new light. Perhaps it's really natural to use our creativity to fashion tools to enhance our own pleasure. I love to collect these stories of animals and how they have sex or masturbate because we have so many sexual hang-ups about masturbation that I find it really refreshing and permission-giving to hear about how many species like to get their rocks off. It feels really freeing to me. Many of us masturbate, but often it's really functional and quick, and there's this element left over from childhood where we're trying to get it done as quickly as possible before we get found out. And as adults, we often haven't released that habit and reimagined masturbation as something that is a beautiful, refreshing, reviving time to really take time with our body and feel pleasure and feel good. And what happens if we really let ourselves enjoy it instead of rushing through it functionally to get to orgasm, but took our time to play with it and to play with experiencing sensation? There are so many layers of shame that we all have in this culture where we're told so often that to touch yourself is bad, wrong, dirty, or just kind of lame. Even if masturbation is something that we do regularly, there are always a couple other layers of shame and guilt that we can shake off. And if we really understood these emotions as an intentional result of fabricated cultural stories that are put onto us to control our behavior and create social order, but really underneath all that we're just animals who like to experience pleasure in our bodies. And that is okay. It really is okay. So my challenge to you is next time you touch yourself, know that you're part of the glorious animal kingdom and that you are just doing your part to feel good, which it turns out is completely, totally natural. So lay down. If you're a woman, use your hand or find your equivalent of tree bark, though please make it safer for your precious body, and have at it. And remember that we all are, underneath all our cultural humanness, fundamentally animals that deserve to pleasure ourselves like so many others in the animal kingdom. So next time you touch yourself, why don't you play with taking some extra time with it, really linger, breathe deep, and choose to really enjoy your animal body and know that you're part of a larger experience of animals and humans. All around the globe, throughout time, we all like pleasuring our body. And remember how darn normal and natural that is. You can find a link to this book, The Compass of Pleasure, over at PleasureMechanics.com on our show notes page. For a free weekly dose of sex advice and exclusive giveaways and more, come on over to PleasureMechanics.com and sign up for our newsletter. when you are ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking. And you will find them all at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. Thanks so much. I'm Charlotte from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.